Good morning. Today I'll be sharing results from the 2014 Kansas Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System on adverse childhood experiences, health risk behaviors, and chronic health conditions among Kansas adults. So the Adverse Childhood Experiences, or ACE module, was developed by CDC as a standardized module in 2008, but it was included on the Kansas BRFSS for the first time in 2014 with support from some community-based organizations in the state. 11 questions assess 8 categories of ACE that reflect childhood abuse or household dysfunction. An ACE score is calculated based on these 8 categories of ACE assessed, and exposure to any single category counts as 1 point towards this ACE score. So the final score is simply a sum of the total number of points, ranging anywhere from 0 to 8. ACE scores were only calculated for respondents who answered all 11 questions in the module, which was approximately 11,000 respondents in 2014. So this slide summarizes the childhood abuse indicators for the ACE module, including physical abuse, sexual abuse, and emotional abuse, as well as the survey question language, the survey responses, and how those responses are scored. So you can see a score of either 1 or 0, depending on how the respondent answered the question. And this slide summarizes the indicators around household dysfunction, including living with a mentally ill household member, living with someone who abused substances in the household, living with someone who had ever been incarcerated, witnessing violence between adults in the household, or experiencing parental separation or divorce. So SAS complex survey procedures were used to calculate overall and subpopulation prevalence estimates for each ACE category, ACE score group, which we categorized as 0 or no ACEs, 1 to 2 ACE, or 3 or more, as well as selected health indicators. Logistic regression was used to examine the association between ACE score groups, so the 0, 1 to 2, or 3 or more, and these selected health indicators while controlling for selected demographic characteristics, including age, gender, race, ethnicity, income, and education. Results showed that parental separation, divorce, emotional abuse, and substance abuse by a household member were the most common ACEs reported by Kansas adults in 2014, with approximately 1 in 4 adults reporting in any one of these ACE categories. Sexual abuse and living with an incarcerated household member were the least prevalent ACE categories. Slightly more than half of Kansas adults reporting having experienced at least one adverse childhood experience, and about 1 in 5 had reported 3 or more. In 2014, the percentage of Kansas adults who experienced 3 or more ACE was significantly higher among women, adults younger than 65 years old, Hispanics, and non-Hispanic other multiracial adults, those with an annual household income of less than $15,000, and those with less than college education. Compared with those who did not experience any ACE, Kansas adults with high ACE scores, so 3 or more, had significantly higher prevalence of current smoking, binge drinking, and obesity. And you see this kind of nice clear stepwise pattern, which is reflected on the subsequent slides as well. So we saw similar patterns for poor, fair general health, 14 or more days of poor physical health, and 14 or more days of poor mental health, with higher prevalence among those with experiencing higher ACEs. Similar patterns were observed for prevalence of arthritis, asthma, COPD, and depression. Adjusted prevalence odds for all selected health risk factors and perceived poor health indicators were significantly higher among Kansas adults with high ACE scores compared with those with no ACE. I've highlighted here in yellow the indicator related to 14 or more days of poor mental health, simply to just call attention to the high magnitude of this association. The adjusted prevalence odds ratio was 4.7. Similar findings were observed for all selected chronic conditions. Again, with respect to mental health indicators, depression had a significantly higher adjusted prevalence odds ratio. So the full state level report is available at the website indicated here. My colleagues in Kansas have also created 2 community-based reports, one for Kansas City, Kansas, and Wyandotte County, and one for Sedgwick County, which is where Wichita is. Those are our 2 kind of large metropolitan areas in the state. So we have community-specific reports related to this data that our partners in those respective areas are using to help inform their program planning and evaluation with respect to this topic. Thank you.